Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Quite a mixed programme for us this week, with some unusual tracks, voices we haven't heard before and voices we have heard before, like this one from Dermot O'Brien telling us all about the Connemara Rose. Now, I've told you about Connemara. It's a district of County Galway. We'll be dropping in and out of County Galway this week. But here, as I say, Dermot O'Brien and Connemara Rose.
Well, I met a girl in Connemara, far west of Galway town. Her blue eyes glowed with beauty, in her red hair flowing down. She lives among the mountains, where the wild, wild heather grows. And her name is Kate O'Hara. She's my Connemara Rose. Well, I knew when first I met her on the road to Oakland that somehow, someway, someday she'd be tenant of my heart. She smiled at me so sweetly as the stream beside her flowed, and from that day on I'll never forget my Connemara Rose. Well, it seemed like endless time went by till again I saw her smile. But the memory of her love sustained me every lonely mile. She was waiting as she promised when I came back to propose, and to ask her father for the hand of my Connemara Rose. Oh, we will walk the aisle in the little church at Mann, and there we'll take the vows for life to live and work as one. Our children will grow to manhood where the wild, wild heather grows, and I hope that they'll be proud like me of my Connemara Rose. And she comes from Connemara, far west of Galway town. Her blue eyes glow with beauty, in her red hair flowing down. She lives among the mountains, where the wild, wild heather grows, and her name is Kate O'Hara. She's my Connemara Rose. Oh, her name is Kate.
Dermot O'Brien and the Connemara Rose. Regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that I'm a big fan of the Rankin family. Now, the Rankin family are not Irish. In fact, they're Canadian of Scottish descent. They sing a lot of Scottish material, but they also sing some Irish material. A couple of weeks ago, we did their version of I'm Sitting on the Stile, Mary. But this is their wonderful interpretation of the W.B. Yeats poem Down by the Sally Gardens. But Sally, the Irish for Sally is willow. Right. So he's telling the story down by the Sally Gardens, and his love told him to take love easy. And this is the wonderful interpretation by the Rankin family of Down by the Sally Gardens.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow white feet. She
thank you.
down by the Sally Gardens there from the Rankin family. I love the Rankins. I've got three of their albums and I should be getting more. They're absolutely wonderful, very talented family. Met with some tragedy, but still went on. Very musical, as I said earlier, of Scottish descent. I said at the beginning of the programme that we'd hear voices perhaps on the programme this week that we hadn't heard before. Here is one such voice. Unfortunately, this good singer is no longer with us. He was a very good friend of mine and we recorded this particular album a good few years ago. I'm doing the backing and he's doing the singing. And I asked him when he was doing the album if he'd sing this particular song because it's one of my favourites, right? And it's entitled Where the River Shannon Flows. Here, my good friend Maurice O'Hara. And if you listen carefully, you'll notice that Maurice was a very big Bing Crosby fan. In fact, Maurice O'Hara at one time sang in Carnegie Hall for an Irish event. But here, the late Maurice O'Hara, with yours truly doing the backing on a keyboard, Where the River Shannon Flows.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, and I'll always claim as my land, where the fairies and the blarneys will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, and my heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the Shannon River's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock grows, sure it's there that I'll be going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her with a hug and kiss, I greet her, for there's not a country sweeter where the Shannon River flows. Sure no letter I'll be mailing, for soon will I be sailing, and I bless the ship that takes me back to dear old Erin shore. There I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sad never, and I'll whisper to my darling, won't you change your name store, where the Shannon River's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock grows. Sure it's there that I'll be going to my little Irish rose. The moment that I meet her with a hug and kiss, I greet her, for there's not a country sweeter where the Shannon River flows. No, there's not a country sweeter where the Shannon River flows.
Now, I am aware that that wasn't the greatest recording there ever was, but it was taken from a cassette, so there's quite an amount of hiss. But I hope it didn't spoil it for you. And that was the late Maurice O'Hara and his interpretation of Where the River Shannon Flows. We're going to Kilkenny now. I think we did a Kilkenny track on last week's programme. Nevertheless, we're doing one on this week's programme because this particular song brings back memory to me. I've told you the story. In my first trip to the US was about 1960, I think, when I went with the Jack Ruan band to play in many of the Irish centres in and around New York. Where did we go? New York, Boston, Chicago and the Catskill Mountains, I think. Amongst other places. But when we arrived and we were playing a particularly Irish programme, totally opposite to what we'd play here in Ireland, we were a dance band at the time, and we used to play in ballrooms up and down Ireland. And then we went to America and we played, as I say, in a lot of the Irish centres. So we had to have an Irish programme. And on our first night, I was asked by somebody in the ballroom, did I know this particular song? And I have to confess, I didn't. But I asked the band leader and he knew it. And over breakfast the following morning in our hotel, he taught me the words and we found a piano and I tinkered it. And that particular night, the following night rather, I sang this particular song and it went really well down with the people, particularly the person who asked for it. Here it's Frank McCafferty's version of The Moon Behind the Hill. It's a lovely song and there's some lovely lyrics in this. It's very difficult to say lovely lyrics. But the thing about Irish songs, and it's most important thing about Irish songs, yes, we have some wonderful melodies, but it's the lyrics you have to sing, because we Irish people are great for telling stories, whether it's in a poem or in a story itself or in a song. So listen to the lyrics of The Moon Behind the Hill. And I'll play this for all my Kilkenny listeners.
I watched last night the rising moon upon a foreign strand, till memories came like flowers in June of home and fatherland. I dreamt I was a child once more beside the rippling rill, where first I saw in days of yore the moon behind the hill. It brought me back the visions grand, that purple boyhood's dreams. Its youthful loves, its happy land, as bright as morning's beams. It brought me back my own sweet Knoll, the castle and the mill, until my eyes could see no more the moon behind the hill. It brought me back a mother's love until in accents wild I prayed her from her home above to guard her lonely child. It brought me one across the way to live in memory still. It brought me back my Kathleen's grave, the moon.
Wasn't that a lovely song? Frank McCafferty and The Moon Behind the Hill. There was this particular ship. It was an Irish ship. The name of the ship was the Irish Rover. Now, this is a humorous song. It's done for us here by the High Kings. And in the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the Coal Quay of Cork. That's one of the docks in Cork, a loading dock where they used to load coal in it. And it tells the story of the ship that set sail with a huge cargo. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. What else? We had 5 million hides of old blind horses' hides. And then in the last verse, well, the ship met with a disaster. Here, the High King's telling us the story of the Irish Rover. And please, don't be fooled by the intro. We went 9 times around and the old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover. The High King's there telling us that story. Now, here is another voice. Now, I think we may have heard this lady's voice on Sounds Irish before, but not too often. She's usually associated with, well, pop material and songs of that ilk. But here she's singing a song called The Foggy Dew. And she's accompanied no less than the Chieftains. I'm speaking of Sinead O'Connor. Did you ever think you'd hear Sinead O'Connor on Sounds Irish? She tells the story of the Foggy Jew. 'Twas down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair rode I. It tells the story of the Irish Rising of 1916 and the beginning of the Irish Rising of 1916. It's haunting the way they do it. Sinead O'Connor. Now, I must confess, and I will be brutally honest with you, I'm not a Sinead O'Connor fan, but she certainly does this very well indeed. The Foggy Jew.
She's great. I think she's brilliant. We had a rehearsal with Sinead the day before. We went down to record. Sat in. She's great. Sinead is great, but she's one of ourselves, if you know what I mean. She was great. And just launched into it.
We finished that track off with a comment from one of the chieftains how Sinead was working with them when she recorded that particular song. I didn't want to cut it out. I left it in. I just thought it meant something. Now, here's something that means something to me. It's that wonderful whistle player, Joni Madden. I try to get as much Joni Madden material in Sounds Irish as I can because I'm a big Joni Madden fan. Now, for our new listeners, Joni Madden is a lady, lives in the US, but she plays, well, what used to be called the tin whistle, but it's not tin anymore. God only knows what it is, acrylic or something. I'll tell you what, I'll try and contact Joni and ask her to give us some information about the whistle. But she plays not just the one whistle, she plays many types of whistles, and it's haunting. This one is called the South Wind. You're listening to, and I hope enjoying, Sounds Irish with me, Joe Bollard. There we heard a group that I think I played early last year on Sounds Irish, a group called Lunasa, and that they make a lovely sound, don't they?